Hi, everybody. I'm Brittany Lewis with Forbes Breaking News. Joining me now is my Forbes colleague, staff writer Zach Everson. Zach, thanks so much for joining me.
Good to be here, Brittany. Thank you.
It is the week of April 15th, so you have some tax-related news. The Bidens released their 2023 tax returns earlier this week. You're reporting on them. What stuck out to you?
What stuck out, they're doing pretty well. They brought in $620,000 combined last year. $400,000 was the president's salary. About $85,000 was Jill Biden's salary as a professor of English at a community college in Virginia. And the rest was kind of a mix of interest, annuities, Social Security payments. The big thing that stuck out to me revenue-wise or income-wise is that they saw a very big jump in interest income. It went from $6,000 last year to $39,000 this year. Or excuse me, $6,000 in 2022, $39,000 in 2023.
What is the cause of that jump?
Don't know. I did reach out to the White House. Did not get an answer. Some people suggested maybe it's inflation. I don't think inflation would justify that big of a jump. So I don't know for right now. We might get some more information soon, though. The president's annual financial disclosure is supposed to come out in May. He can get an extension for it. That might bump it back to August, but we'll get a lot more information about his financial status when that document comes out.
Combined, the couple brought in over $600,000. How does this stack up to the other years of Biden's presidency?
It's up. It's up a little bit. Again, it was just that interest income really was the reason why. I think it was last year they were in like the high $500,000. So it's pretty consistent. There was nothing surprising at all there. The First Lady reported a small amount of income from royalties of a book that she had written previously. Nothing too shocking there.
And did they give any of their money away to charity?
They did. They gave about $20,000 and they split it up amongst 17 charities, which I thought was pretty interesting. He does have his son. They have the Bill Biden Foundation named after his son. And he has given very generously to it in past years. This year it was a few thousand dollars. He also gave some money to Ebenezer Baptist Church and several Catholic churches as well.
And I am curious, overall, as president, how much do you need to spend on living expenses? Because clearly you're not paying rent or mortgage at the White House, but are all living costs covered?
No, it is not the case that all of their living costs are covered. They get about $50,000 that they can expense for costs incurred due to their official duties, but groceries, toothpaste, that sort of fun stuff, that they are on their own for. And, Biden still maintains two houses in Delaware. He travels back there pretty regularly. So one would imagine he's going to incur some costs in terms of, keeping those houses active.
How much did his earnings and combined with Mrs. Biden, over $600,000, how does that impact their net worth?
It really didn't all that much from what we looked at it. Normally, when we're looking at somebody's net worth, we're going to look more at their financial disclosure. It was a solid amount of cash, clearly. $620,000 is nice. Better to have that than not have that. But we're still holding him steady at $10 million, which is what we valued him at when we last did this in August. But we'll be taking another look once that financial disclosure comes out.
At the end of his term, he's at $10 million. That's a nice chunk of money. But at the beginning of his term, how much was he worth?
It was $8 million, according to what we estimated back in 2021. The jump there is largely just due to real estate. The values of his homes in Delaware have gone up a little bit.
So let's dive a little deeper in his portfolio here. Forbes is estimating he's worth $10 million. So what assets make up that fortune?
It's largely his houses. It's about $7 million of that are from his houses. The rest is he has a very nice government pension, as 40 or so years of government service will do. And then the rest is a little bit in annuities and some other investment vehicles. And his Stingray Corvette we valued at about $100,000.
So we're looking at his net worth at about $10 million. How does that compare to his largest competitor, former President Donald Trump?
That is worth about what we value Trump's home in St. Martin at. So just one small piece of property and one that Trump has been looking to get rid of for several years now. You know, there's a massive difference between these two. Again, to put the $620,000 that the Biden received into Trump dollars, that's about what the Girl Scouts of New York pay him to rent office space in his 40 Wall Street building a year.
So huge difference here. But $10 million, I mean, that is nothing to sneeze at. As we know, Joe Biden has been a career politician. Is that more money than the average politician, less money? How does that stack up?
I think it's less than what we would have expected him to have, just based on you know, how many years he's been working. He leads a pretty, you know, modest lifestyle. It's mostly in real estate. He's very typical for octogenarian there, where most of his money is tied up in real estate and a pension.
And how much did he have to pay in taxes this year?
This year he paid, it was $147,000 in federal taxes, and got to give him credit for this one. They ended up only missing the estimate by $334. So they ended up having to pay the IRS $334. They almost exactly nailed what their taxes were based on their withholding and paying some estimated taxes.
That's not too bad. Only a $300 difference there. So what was the rate and how does that compare to the average federal rate?
Sure. He was taxed at about 24%. The latest stats we have from the IRS, I believe, came in 2021, and that was 13.8%. So it certainly was higher, which you'd expect for somebody making that much money.
And when you're looking at all of these documents, does everything look pretty typical for your average president, your average politician?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, it was pretty straightforward. You know, it's a little bit more complicated for somebody his age, just because he does have more, going on. He's got, you know, his wife works in Virginia, which adds another tax form that they have to file. But yeah, it's a very straightforward 1099 with a few extra schedules added on there for like the royalty interest and some other things in there.
And Zach, remind us, you're the Money in Politics reporter here. Do presidents have to release their tax returns, or is this just for transparency?
This is for transparency. It's something that had been done for years. President Biden's predecessor famously declined to do that. So we're kind of getting back on track on what the precedent was. And Biden is certainly making that known. You know, they didn't just quietly put this out, but it came out with a press release talking about Biden's unprecedented transparency or some sort of line like that.
When the White House released President Biden's tax returns, I know that they had a press release attached. Did they say anything either veiled or direct about former President Donald Trump?
I would qualify this as direct, although they didn't name him. The subject was the president and vice president released their 2023 tax returns, setting new record for transparency. And the second line of the paragraph starts off with, after restoring the bipartisan tradition of sharing presidential tax returns with the public. So, they were certainly making it clear that Biden's main opponent did not do this when he was in office.
Certainly seems like a shot there. We'll leave it at that. Zach Everson, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me on, Brittany.